Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and I've got Dan Denning in the studio with me, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. Time for this week's WaterWise Tip of the Week. Today, we're talking about setting your seasonal adjust.
Yeah, so exciting. This is a crucial piece for saving water during the summer.
Sure.
So, a lot of times, you know, when we see customers' water use, or we're talking with a customer about their water use, we see kind of like the set it and forget it method. So they'll turn it on in April at full steam, and they don't touch it all year long till October, and then it goes off.
Right. And that's not good?
That's not good. So there's savings in there, especially on the shoulder seasons. What we want our water use profile to look like is kind of like a butte, if you can imagine that, right?
Sure.
Coming out of winter, peaking in July, and then, you know, tapering back down at the end of the season. So seasonal adjust is a feature most of our controllers have, and so anyone can easily do this. So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the run times.
Right.
And so setting those run times for peak season in July, so the most water you'll ever need. And once you have those set, you can use your seasonal adjust percentage or your budget adjust percentage dial on your controller. And what that does is it reduces all the run times or increases them by a percentage, depending on how you change it, right? So typically, like, we're starting our irrigation systems in April, we want to be at around 50%, right? And this is to match the water we're applying with the plant water need, what it needs for growth throughout the season.
Sure.
Right? You know, most of our cool season grass actually goes dormant in July. So we keep it artificially green with fertilizer and water through that part of the season. So, and then most of our plants are coming into peak growth or bloom time, you know, so that's why we get that bell curve. But yeah, so you're going to go from like 50% April to 60 in May, to 90 in June, to 100% in July, and then you're going to reduce that into the fall down to 30% by October when it starts getting cold and plants start shutting down. So this does a couple things. It makes sure we're not over-applying water, and it also makes sure that we're applying enough water for what the plant needs. And then one way to check this is if you're not sure, am I giving enough, or my runtime's adequate, you can always go to the old school method of getting a screwdriver or a shovel and just, you know, peel back, dig into the soil a little bit. And if you're not dry an inch down in the soil, you don't need to irrigate again. Okay. So that's kind of a good indicator if you're not sure if you're applying enough water or if you're applying it too frequently. And then the other important thing is we see trees, which are basically like the backbones of our landscape and like so important and very expensive to replace. We see them get kind of neglected in the whole irrigation realm of things. And so a good rule of thumb is you want about 10 gallons per week per inch of diameter of trunk, right?
So, and that's all season long?
Yeah, so that's all season long. And then another little known fact is, like, if we have a dry spell, like into the winter, so let's say we've turned our irrigation off for the season, but we're not getting snow or rain, it's actually important to provide water to our trees.
Sure.
And we've talked about that before, you know, just that freezing condition and moist soil is more of an insulator around those feeder roots than dry soil. And so we can actually help our trees by providing a little bit more water in the winter too.
Sure. So the water guy said, make sure you use enough water.
Yeah.
I mean, right? I mean,
right.
You really do care about our trees, Dan.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
No, we want to make sure that Bend's a nice place to live, right? And we're just doing it responsibly.
WaterWiseTips.org, that's the website, and you've got all these tips on there.
Yep, WaterWiseTips.org.
All right, Dan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
That's your WaterWise Tip of the Week. Been talking to Dan Denning, the Water Conservation Manager for the City of Bend. We'll be back again with it next week.